Councilman Reed Williams announced last year he would not be seeking his third term and vowed to stay out of the election to allow a robust field of candidates to form. He didn't want his endorsement to influence the race. But he now says he is supporting, albeit reluctantly, one of the three men running for the seat, Rolando Briones.
I think the mailer that came out last week kind of changed my mind.
Williams says the mailer he saw came from challenger Ron Nuremberg, claiming Briones contributed $6,500 to local politicians in the 2011 and 2012 elections and received at least two city contracts worth up to $2.1 million taxpayer dollars.
Mr. Nuremberg believes that our political personnel and political bodies can be bought off for $6,500. And that's just not acceptable.
According to campaign finance reports, Briones did contribute $6,500 between 2011 and 2012 to city council members, including Williams, District 7 Councilman Chris Medina, District 9 Councilwoman Elisa Chan, former District 3 Councilwoman Jennifer Ramos, District 10 Councilman Carlton Soles, District 5 Councilman David Medina, District 2 Councilwoman Ivy Taylor, former temporary District 4 Councilwoman Leticia Cantu, and District 1 Council candidate Ralph Medina. And in June 2011, seven of the council members just mentioned voted in favor of an ordinance that awarded Briones' consulting and engineering firm a contract of up to $500,000 with the possibility of extending it 2 years. Nuremberg says the contributions are part of a larger pattern of how Briones does business. His mailer cites Briones as having given candidates in Houston and Louisiana nearly $68,000 and received more than $800,000 in contract work there.
The point that was trying to be made on that mailer was, you know, how else can Rolando Briones explain giving tens of thousands of dollars to local officials in jurisdictions where he's seeking business?
Nuremberg says what he's doing is informing voters on the facts that, in his words, aren't always flattering. He says he's not accusing San Antonio leaders of being bought, which Williams took as an insult that sparked his endorsement.
I respect the independence of our leaders. The implication is not on the leaders. The implication is on the business practices of Rolando Briones. It's clear from his pattern of blanketing jurisdictions where he's seeking contracts that the contributions are in the vein of pay for play.
The city council is in the middle of considering revising and strengthening San Antonio's ethics code that may impact contributions to politicians and to whom contracts are awarded.
We're right now at City Hall working very hard to come up with some new ethics guidelines, to revise those, and hopefully to come up with some training, which I think is critical to avoiding situations in the future.
Williams says trust is easy to break and hard to earn. He says Briones isn't a perfect candidate, but doesn't think he is dishonest. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.